Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Well, off and running. Thank you, Inept Hero. I'm adding my sound effects in again. Usually about this time is when I want to
make a football game.
I'm going to do fake sound noises because that's what I'm getting used to with my sports and my world. Everything's phony. Last night, Dancing with the Stars had fake crowd noise.
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the Monday Night Football with Herbie and Fowler, but they didn't do the crowd right off the bat. Like the
it was dead
five,
quiet.
Yeah.
No kidding.
5 or 10 minutes.
With the Steelers game?
Somebody was behind?
It was, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, they did, like, because the New York guy, we were making comments about how on top of it the New York crowd guy was. He was doing, like, specific sounds per catch.
When I first got at the very beginning.
In the beginning of the game?
The beginning.
You were
of the
missing
game.
It. Because, the first comment I got, I'm like, is this guy going to be knocking out every pass the Giants do? Because Daniel Jones' first pass was just zipped in, was really nice.
Yeah,
and
it
then
was
the
weird.
Crowd goes, wah!
Maybe my thing wasn't catching it right off the bat because I'm like, this
no,
is
it
really
was there.
Because I could hear a lot of the players.
Yeah, actually, I was going to make a comment about that this morning about how the New York guy needs to teach all the other guys how to do it because he was booing ref calls like as they happened. He would make noises on flags that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like there was almost a pass interference, you know, that can go on any of them, and they didn't flag it. And ooh, I'm like, this dude is all over it. Like this sounds legit. And I don't know if he's just got one of these instant replay things like I've got or if he's got a full board of sound, but that was – I was
you wonder how many different – you know, like 20 different series, like the sound of a booing of the flag or –
It was amazing because you've got the ambient hum the entire time of crowd sound. And he was knocking out some stuff. And I'm like, if that's the way we're going to do it, we don't need crowds. That's pretty impressive because it wasn't over the top. But he was hitting every pass, every drop. Oh, like on a drop ball. I'm like, how did he do that? Like he has a disappointment button.
That's great because like in baseball, I haven't heard a lot of boos. Even when the calls are retracted, there's no booing.
Yeah,
and I missed that.
The Cubbies had their no-hitter the other day. And when Alec Mills, there was a weak grounder and Javi Baez kind of slowly threw it. And Garcia was running down the line. He's pretty quick. And it was a bang-bang play, very close. And the dude hit the button on the crowd to go, oh. But then they didn't do anything after that because then the replay came back and there was no booing. Then there should have been. But, I mean, he was out. But they just kind of ran it on. Yeah, you're right. Baseball's been lax and all that stuff.
They're
just lazy. And occasionally you get the organ. Bang, 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 bang. That's another thing I could do with it.
Can't you just put just three or four people, two in each section in the outfield, to be able to throw the ball back after a home run
or something.
Sell them at a high premium? Yeah. That would be a premium ticket?
You think that would be a high premium?
Sure, why not?
You get the right
to be
field.
The one guy in left field.
When Caratini goes deep, you think you're going to get a couple bucks for that?
They are selling some of those home run balls now, though, for like the charities.
And COVID just homers.
Yeah. And just to see them trip over the seats like they always do. Too.
Yeah,
like
scrambling.
The one guy.
Spilling a beer running over there.
Yeah, well, to have the scramblers go after it, but... You'd let kids do it.
Yes.
You know, throw like 10, 12 kids out there. Orphans. You know,
get COVID.
Get an orphan. Yeah, nobody cares about orphans and COVID.
They can stay there for the night.
Orphans getting COVID.
Exactly. And they keep them in open air and stuff. That's supposed to be healthy.
Yeah. Camp out. Summer night camp out.
I haven't heard one like orphanage that's loaded and riddled with COVID because nobody's ever checked. They might be just – nobody looks at orphanages. They're just too sad to go into. So, yeah, let the orphans have a day at the ballpark catching foul balls and going after – that'd be a great idea. I think that's – because how many of them are there? Like 20 per orphanage?
Yeah, 10, it depends 20? The facility.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't roll the babies out, so you got like, okay, 2/3 of the orphans go watch a game at Wrigley Field, and they get the foul balls. That's a memory for them that they can share with their parents, I guess, someday. If they ever find him.
You could roll a baby out if you wanted, because some of the best catches were the kid guys holding the kid.
Yeah, that's true. But you got to have somebody holding the kid, Brady.
Yeah, and then there's dangerous.
Therein lies the orphan part.
Yeah.
No one's holding it.
No, I'm saying the
you
the,
can't hire
the age
a guy to
range
hold an
of the orphanage.
The guys at the bullpen will be out there holding the kids.
You got an older.
Four sale signs on the kids. Available today for adoption.
Craig Kimbrell with the catch.
Kimbrell with a grab. And, oh, yeah, that's right. That's little Tatum. Available for adoption anytime.
The left field kid of the game.
Kimbrell's displaying the infant child that's never been held before, now been held by a former All-Star, Craig Kimbrell. Of course, knowing Kimbrell, he's going to throw that one in the dirt. Yeah, the orphan baby idea, not good. You don't want to get those things used to being held. They got to get some tough love in there. Those babies have to get used to not being held for a little while, because they might be ugly babies that never make it and turn into those 10 and 15 and 16-year-olds. It's tough. But, yeah, let the orphanages go out there, you know? That's
kids in the
idea.
Outfield, groupies in the foul ball stands there, you know, look at the
whores.
Yeah,
baseball annies
out there.
No,
yeah, the baseball
no baseball annies. That's the spread of COVID, Brady. We're not trying to.
Well, why
don't you
not
just have
down
fans
the field
back then? Well, no, they're
scrambling.
Not allowed there. They will.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think those 25-year-old guys are going to see baseball annies and go, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stay to my. No.
Okay, one annie.
You can't whore. Just orphans, Brady.
The NBA
the
couldn't even
here.
Have the COVID testers.
No, yeah, they banged the COVID testers.
Well, did any of the Suns catch
orphans.
COVID?
And it was safe.
That was evidently a year ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Was it really?
Yeah, evidently.
I thought it was recently.
No,
right.
Evidently that was pre-COVID.
Okay.
That the Suns were getting blown by that one lady over and over again in
it
one room.
Chief like Keefe's it was girl. Like during the bubble.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Chief Keefe's girlfriend was the one blowing the entire Suns team. That used to be a joke. She blew the whole football. This girl literally blew the Suns.
Line them up.
She blew the Suns. Who'd you blow today? I blew the Suns. Tomorrow, maybe the Bucks.
All of them? Nope. Just seven.
That's a lot of Suns. I mean, she's got to be close to the record holder as most Suns blown on one roster. Like, there might be a lady out there who blew, like, Eric Bledsoe, Penny Hardaway, like, guys who have been Suns. But we're talking about current Suns roster blow.
Yeah.
She blew the Suns. There's only 12 guys on the active roster. She knocked out seven in one room.
Most of the time, you just stop at the sixth man.
Yeah, yeah. She's giving awards to the second guy off the bench.
And she got the Baker's dozen in there.
Yeah, Frank Kaminsky is in this lineup. Kaminsky, get in here. We need a seventh. What are we doing, playing highlight? Oh, my God, no. She's going to blow the Suns. Where are the other five guys? Well, they're out. It's a shame because she didn't blow the entire Suns team. That's impressive. Very. I've got what's going on with change? Have you seen this? Like, change. Like, the COVID has started a change shortage?
Yeah, that's been –
is that real?
I think it's just change hoarding.
Yeah, because McDonald's has a sign that says we appreciate exactly
UT,
change.
Everybody.
And QT too. Why did we lose change?
Is it the fact that you're exchanging it on the germ
I think that,
side?
That
they said they're
part of
short
it?
On change.
Right, yeah. And I've heard...
People stopped using it. Banks
well,
stopped,
we weren't using it before.
But banks stopped giving it out, too.
They did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's a shortage.
Yeah, where did the change go?
Just like toilet paper.
No, there's not.
I got loads of it.
I was going to say.
Somebody's mattress.
You want me to help out? I'll pour some change
And everyone
on
I talk to is like, I got a big jug at
Everybody's
home.
Everybody's got change. I got a carload of it.
You have it at home, but you're not using it.
I'm not ever using change.
That's
I just want change.
That's what I mean.
So, but there's no shortage. This isn't COVID
No,
related.
They'll accept your bills. You just won't get the change back.
But I did, though. McDonald's said because of COVID-19, we're experiencing a change shortage. I'm like, that's not because of COVID-19. You're not describing a COVID-19 problem. You're describing a people not using change problem.
There's not enough in circulation from everybody being at home. Yeah, they're saying
it,
too. Quote unquote.
But I haven't really. The last time I did, I got change. There was no problem on it. There
yeah, me too. But even the sign at McDonald's.
I had
like,
it
I
happen
have cash.
Once where we don't have coin change. So what do you want to do? I'm like, well, I guess the cheeseburger guy gets a tip today.
Yeah, round up. Well, I got change back because I'm like, I have a 20. I'm like, I can get my.
Oh,
card
I got the
out.
Bills. I didn't get the coins.
Well, he gave me the coins back too, and I'm like, I guess that change shortage.
So,
is
so much for the shortage.
Yeah. Well, then what's the deal?
That's like when they say we're not accepting. We're low on ones. We have them. We just don't want to hand them out.
I get that, but then like ask for them because I've got loads of. I didn't know we were in the middle of a change pandemic too.
Can we do a change charity? Let's donate.
Yeah, donate your change.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, it actually is because I have two cup holders full of change that are screwing up how I put my sodas down. Well, it's making my drinks wobbly.
It's all the old people that are stuck at home. They're not going out there clogging up the line at Lowe's going, 87
yeah,
cents.
Yeah, they're digging in that little weird purse. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is old people.
You guys don't carry a coin purse?
Yes. Of course I do. I could see you with a coin purse.
No.
I could actually see you with a
pretty, little rubber ones.
It would have like, "Welcome to Yosemite" on it. Like you'd have the joke one.
19.
Yeah, you'd have like a cute joke one with a cowboy sewn on.
Bad mother.
I could see you with a change purse. You go digging for change to get exacts. You've done that pocket thing. Haven't
I? Have it in the console of the car.
Yeah.
Like if it's drive through.
Yeah.
And if I have the changes in there,
you dig. I won't even deal with it. I don't care for change. I don't. Yeah, but the lady said she wasn't going to give me any back, and I just said, "We'll put what's in there in the McDonald's house thing."
But if I'm not orphans. My car, then I usually get one of those change things.
The purse,
the belt.
Oh, the ice cream man belt.
That's better for you.
Yeah,
I see you in the future in a pair of
look for one of those. Yeah. I'm going to look for one of those
tight lime green pants with white piping and a change belt. I can see that.
Here's your 6 cents.
Nicholas emails and says, "John, don't fool yourself. You do sell clothes. You're a model. That sweet ass of yours sold two pairs of Mac Weldon's last night. Yeah, Mac Weldon owes me. I've been praising the Macs for a while, and people are telling me they're buying them.
What if Cliff Kingsbury took it on your recommendation?
Cliff, if you did, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. I'd love to hear that.
Listen to the podcast and decided, you know what?
Let me give that a try.
Local radio guy.
Cliff's hip. Cliff
he's been wearing
cool.
Macs for hip. 3+ years.
You don't know that.
Not those ones he had on Sunday. I look back at
he
the highlights last year.
You don't know that either, Brady. Don't diminish my Macs.
You're right. You're right.
He had man capris
hey,
on the one.
Hey, Eric, calm down about the Macs.
Yeah, look. Let it go.
Yeah. Can have nice pants, and Cliff Kingsbury doesn't necessarily have to one-up me with customized sweatpants just to allow the fact that Macs are out.
He is fashionable because remember last year he had the man capris on.
That's right. And Cliff Kingsbury's like, wow. And everybody digs him. Like,
yep.
He's like, oh, look at this guy. He's young and hip. I'm not even trying. I didn't know Cliff wore the Mac Weldons. Cliff and I are in the same boat when it comes to fashion. He may wear it better than me, but maybe he's wearing it because of me. I like to think that. And then this happened. Another drunk one that said, man, F you Whitey is the subject. John, I just watched Otis Redding at Monterey Pop Festival last night. That mother effer is a showman. No white guy can hold a candle to this. My girl and I had sex, and I think we were both thinking of Otis Redding. Pass it on to Winston. Tell him, nice job, guys. Props, Jeff. There you go. Jeff watched Otis Redding 60 years later and said, wow, we should have sex and think of Otis Redding.
What?
Because the world's gone crazy. You know that, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah,
Monterey Pop Festival should not let people who didn't know who Otis Redding is. I'm wet and I'm hard, so we should Otis Redding sex now. He's been dead for 30 years.
Yeah,
Otis
nice
Redding
night.
Was quite a performer. There's no doubt about it. He's pretty amazing. But for you to get racial about it now, that's like emailing me going, have you heard Kennedy's been assassinated? Yes, we all know Otis Redding was quite a performer. Did you read about Hoffa? You ever heard of this Hoffa guy? Yeah, I know a little bit about that.
We watched the assassination last night.
Of Kennedy?
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
You gathered the family and put it on the big screen.
Was it in your fake kids' room?
Yes.
Was it in the woman cave?
Now, yeah, what's the deal
bitch
on that?
Barn.
Cause everybody's,
the bitch barn?
The bitch barn.
Yeah, you're Brady's bitch barn. Are you solidified on the barn? Because I'm getting emails like crazy saying, if I don't hear from him today that he went and demoed all the stuff that was in there, is it all out?
It's not all out.
You didn't
out.
Do anything, did you? You
no, went home? I got my own Apple TV.
That's good. But nice. Did you get all the invited stuff from Kirby and
not
Ron
yet today, I will.
All right. So it's still exactly the same. You just got an Apple TV. And my guess is you, Kirby, and Ronnie sat in that room and watched TV together last night.
No, I was in there solo both games.
No kidding.
The full first game and half of the second
And right
game.
Next to that room is the family room.
Yep.
So you can like open your door and see them. In the other TV.
Yeah, you have to step out a little
so
bit.
So it's almost, if you were to
I could hear
picture like the old-fashioned, those strip clubs that used to have the
private room.
You go down the private rooms and they're all the same. Like
with
your main.
With the hollow core door.
Yeah, you have your main dance room.
Yep.
And then the hollow core door, the weird doors that you go down the hall and open up and then you're in this strange room for a second. It's just another TV room.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like it's just
your own private suite.
It's beautiful. But you got to get their junk out of there. Did anybody barge in while you were in there?
No.
No trespassing sign was up?
Didn't even have to have that
up. Damn it. Didn't want anything to do with you. All right.
Did you price out a new aquarium or anything yet? Or
yeah.
Are we still
no,
on the
I've
fence?
Got it priced out.
All right. And?
Yeah.
He's on it.
Is it when on you, order?
I probably will talk to the guy today.
That's less about Ronnie and Kirby and his man cave than it is Brady. Brady prices things out.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's a price out guy. You get that fridge for the thing. You priced out like 100 of them. I've never seen a man do this before. That's very impressive. Now just buy a goddamn fridge. I've had it. It's been 3 days. What do you think of this ride? I'm like, I don't care. 440 is a little heavy. I'm like, I don't care.
Ah.
And then he's on, and I see him on another one. 229 at Best Buy for this one. It has no door.
We can tape that shut. It's a reach in.
Yeah.
We don't need it to be frozen.
Jeez.
Top opener. Rockefeller.
Like, I just would rather have a fridge that works.
440 is a little heavy. Just get a goddamn fridge.
He's a pricer outer. There's no question about it. Yeah, but I'm a mess. The getting drunk thing early in the day is not. I'm no good at this. I would rather come over and just kind of sat with you in your man cave and had a couple of. Would you have milkshakes? Probably milkshakes.
What
no do you
milkshakes.
Do during a game? Do you drink?
I
you,
didn't.
You didn't.
No.
You just sit and stare at it.
I had a nice flavored seltzer water.
Yeah.
And a couple pieces.
A
of
non-alcoholic
pizza.
White Claws, I like to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
N.A. White Claws.
An N.A. White Claw, which is just LaCroix.
That's exactly the brand.
You had the green or the watermelon?
I went with the green, but there's a new flavor that Ronnie found that's pretty good. It was, what is it? Like watermelon tangerine or something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty tasty.
And you sit alone and drink seltzer water and watch football. How have you not killed yourself?
I also...
How in the world do you make it through a day with that in your... Well, this is
really
my life.
It's really quite easy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hang myself thinking about that. Do you sit in the middle chair of the three?
So
on the,
you're telling me every time you watch TV or turn the TV on, you have to have Megan. You have to have someone in there with you.
No, but like, well, for football games, I think I'd be sad.
So you want her in there when you're watching the football game?
Oh, yeah. Like I like watching games
yeah,
with,
see,
with
I
other
have no
people.
Problem watching yeah. the... football game. I
at least
Sunday,
like it, so I'm watching
yeah.
it all.
Megan watches with me. She yeah. loves it, but it's yeah.
A lot of times it's not by option.
But I take
on
over
Sunday,
the family room TV.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Take the living room.
I'm going to the big room.
Right. If you want to go to the bedroom or the game room,
right?
It's on you.
Yeah, this is the main. Yeah. This is the biggest theater
this
we've got.
Is, exactly.
So yeah, we're
this
going
is the biggest TV.
We're showing Star Wars on the big one.
Yep.
And we've got other little theaters in the house you can go watch your independent film on. But this is where the big show happens. And yeah, I don't like.
And
but,
it has been different. I mean, you know what changed from. Last year, I was hosting some games for Saturday, like Iowa State
right,
games.
Right.
A couple guys would come over. And then on Sunday, I had another buddy, and we would go back and forth to each other's houses on
right.
Sunday.
For football stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys would just kind of stare at yeah. each other's TV. Yeah, there's something about football in a group.
It definitely enhances it.
Yeah, but just, you know, it's just that seltzer water thing I think is the saddest part.
Oh,
yeah. Like that, just sitting there sipping seltzer.
And I have all these options. I could do the beer or whatever.
I have had moments where I'm watching TV yeah. by myself and like Perry Mason's on and I look down and I see like a half pound of raw meat and then a Diet Dr. Pepper and I think, I got to do something with my life. This is no good. And I get up.
And I'm over that now.
Yeah. It isn't guilt. It's like, it's just... It, yeah, it's pathetic is what it is. You just feel terrible about this. Is like there's got to be something better you're doing, you know.
But what is that?
Just walk in circles.
I know. See, that,
anything
that's
is better
just the way you're
no,
wired.
It's sort
like,
of rock
oh,
bottom.
A...
It's sort of a rock bottom moment. There's always something. And you got to have lazy, but there is that. This ain't living moment. Just walk around in circles for a little bit or. Go outside and play with a dog or do something. I don't know. I've found myself needing to be.
Well, when I finally get to watch TV, a lot of times that's what time it is. Like the time to watch the football game yeah. was the first time really turning on the TV because I was doing veg. Stuff during the.
It just sounds bad. When you describe it back, I had a seltzer water
yeah.
and I sat for 6 hours and watched football. It's like, oof, that's an institutionalized man. Can't have that.
Next time I had a couple of beers and.
Yeah, for some reason that makes it all right.
I know.
I think I had six vodka and Diet Dr. Peppers, and I felt like that was my friend. Like I accomplished something. Getting drunk is an accomplishment. Seltzer is going to make it bloated.
And now you kind of talk about it the next day that I can't do that.
No, I can. I can do
but
it a lot. I can do it again
to
today.
Do it. Yeah, do it again.
I'll do it again because that's my pal.
Don't you dare me.
I would rather do that than have a seltzer.
And I'm okay with having the seltzer.
Because sobriety is sadder. Sobriety is really
not
sad
for me.
Alone. Yeah, no, it is. It's pretty. No, it is. You just are hiding it. You're hiding it.
No, come on.
Think
no,
so.
He's not.
That's
pathetic.
No, that's sad. No, it's a sad day.
But it's been the way he has
been for
40
years. I know, and
it's
sad. We're trying to help him out. Look, the guy's got he's got half a man cave. He's got some seltzer water and just
he has that one beer a year.
We got to get you just one time.
A little more than that. Like, I have a couple beers over the weekend.
Don't brag about that.
Over the 72 hours you had two?
Don't do that. That makes it worse.
I went too deep.
That's thick. Yeah, I just, understand the seltzer water. It's the concept of the after, explaining
did
that
you,
kind of nice.
I missed, did you ask, was it like a hard seltzer?
No. It's a LaCroix.
It's the NA.
Oh, damn it.
And you're thinking it too. Like,
you can't cover it.
No, afterwards you're thinking, it's a bad night.
Trying to give you a little.
Chinese takeout.
seltzer water.
That's a great combo.
No, it's sad. What? You don't understand. That's really sad. It's the only thing that's...
Seltzer and Chinese food for one?
And then you ask, do you salt your Chinese food?
With my tears.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My own soy.
My own tears.
My clear soy. I did put some beef short ribs in for Kirby. I smoked some the other day.
Yeah.
And then I put them back on the smoker. Reheat them. They are...
You re-smoke them?
You smoke meals for one person?
I did it for our family a couple of nights ago, and then there was four of them left over, so I turned the smoker on, put them in foil.
Fired them up again.
So good.
Turn the smoker on at noon to give Kirby a meal?
Nope. It heats up in 10 minutes.
Daddy will be in his...
Oh, they were already smoked. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Daddy will be in his underwear drinking seltzer alone in his room. If you
don't come in.
Eat that rib. Goodbye.
Your butt with the...
Why do you say goodbye, old pirate, instead of just see you later?
Because you may not see me later. Goodbye. I love you.
Daddy, why is the Glock next to the seltzer? Get out of here.
Look here, old pirate. I'm going to take some weapons away from you. I'm a little worried.
Now, when you describe a night by yourself, not you, everybody, to somebody the next day, it always sounds pathetic. There's nothing, more pathetic than saying, "What'd you do this weekend?" Oh, I grabbed a 12-pack of Waterloo watermelon drinks and I slept in the shower. Oh, geez, are you all right? No,
it's the new norm.
Yeah, because everybody's gone a little crazy. But when you're just thinking you're having a normal night, when you explain it to someone else, it's like, "Oh, that's pathetic." You got to get that man cave straightened out, though. That's just you can't have that. You can't have you doing that. Brady, you are now Captain Bland. You are one aquarium away from being the saddest man in the world.
It was an uneventful night of football.
Yeah, my Steelers thing gets me all fired up, so I felt like I was doing it. You didn't care about any teams playing. So it was just mundane staring with seltzer water.
Yeah.
That's the exact type of thing I want to drink through. But yeah, I got drunk too early last night. It's weird when you get drunk. Like you said, Brett, I feel like I did an overnight shift.
Yeah, welcome to
overnight. My day is all screwed up. Yeah, and you're drinking from 4:15 until 6:45, then Dancing with the Stars came on. By the way, Dancing with the Stars, you can make fun of it all you want. That is wild entertainment for the stupidest reasons you could ever imagine. I don't know why that show is intriguing. I think I watched to watch celebrities, sort of celebrities, fall flat on their face. But Johnny Weir is going to win.
Has to.
He's
always one that
he's
has
ever
the
dealt
advantage.
With. Yeah, he's been dancing his whole life only on skates. This is going to be easier.
Didn't one of the skaters win a couple years ago?
Yeah.
The girl
Yamaguchi.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't even close because she can do choreography. You got the guy from Backstreet Boys. He's done choreography, but he can't really dance. He can just do like quick moves. This Johnny Weir.
Which Backstreet Boy is it?
AJ McLean or whatever.
The bad boy.
Was he the bad boy?
The bad boy.
I thought he was the bald boy. He always wears hats because he's balding. But I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, all right, Charles Oakley stands no chance as the 60-year-old former New York Nick. Maybe he can dance a little in the club, but if he's trying to do tangos and Paso Doble, it ain't happening. And Johnny Weir goes out there, and I'm like, that's amazing. What an amazing performance.
How far do you think Carole Baskin's going to go?
Two weeks.
For entertainment reasons.
No, they'll keep her longer than
that. That's what I was thinking.
They'll keep her longer than
that. I don't know. If this murder thing keeps firing up.
That's just more reason to watch it.
They're going to start catching some heat. Yeah, there's AJ.
There's AJ.
AJ looking sharp.
Now, would that have helped my night if I said, and then I cracked open another seltzer and watched Dancing with the Stars?
Actually would have. Because what I picture
really?
Right now, yeah.
The seltzer would have went with Dancing with the Stars.
No, 100%.
If I'm saying that,
nope.
I would have been.
No, you're not. 100%. Because you staring at 6 hours of football with a seltzer in your hand just as a 1,000-yard gaze, no hand on a remote. It's pathetic. At least you had the wherewithal to reach and change entertainment.
You don't have the package.
And
you
I was
had
trying
to watch.
Different tables to see like whether the coffee table for the man cave, like would this work?
Oh, you were working on
we had
tables.
One or two, yeah.
Are you taking them from other rooms?
I'm trying to set up the
how many you got?
The Wall-E situation where you don't even have to move.
Yeah, your seltzer comes to you.
You can feed. You can have your tray right there.
Oh, man.
No. Why don't you just get a hospital bed?
it is a Craftmatic, the adjustable theater chair.
All right, but then have the one where it's got the like the fold-out dinner tray.
Yeah.
Just get a hospital bed.
That's what I'm
bed.
Looking for that. I was calling airports. Hey, do you have that
Ronnie
arm
would,
seat?
You're doing this not for anyone else, right? Ronnie wouldn't ever come into the hospital bed. Just create a hospital room. It sounds like that's what you're building.
Yeah, it is. It feels like it sometimes.
And you get a seltzer with like a 14-foot straw, so you don't have to get up.
I thought about how could you put the, run like the keg lines they do in restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
Just have it right there.
For seltzer?
Seltzer, soda, whatever.
Just sitting right next to you in your hospital bed.
Yahoo.
This is the saddest man cave I've ever heard of in my life.
I like to lay down, bring my tray up.
Yeah, but that's it. If you change the channel to Dancing with the Stars, it is somehow or another you admitting, I've got to make a move here. That Titans-Broncos game.
I made a move.
That was Clockwork Orange. You needed to pry eyes open to watch that nightmare. That was so bad.
I made it one quarter after
that,
and then it was
watching just terrible football.
And I moved to the bedroom and watched part of a quarter.
Oh, okay. So you didn't stay the whole time.
Not the
whole time. I was under the impression you did the full six.
No.
That's when you said I watched both of them, I'm like, that's just a sad.
Yeah, no,
your ass has lesions.
I changed it up.
And you don't have the package, so you had to watch the national games, right?
Well, you can't. They're national only. The package doesn't matter on ESPN nights. They don't have a special.
And then, on Sunday was a free preview if you didn't have the ticket.
Yeah.
Which I don't.
First week
I just have the Red Zone.
Preview, right?
You just watch all the games.
Yeah.
Sitting in a box.
I liked Red Zone at first, but I can't watch it now. I like watching the entire game.
I don't
like knowing things out of context.
Same.
Other than
here they are
team,
at the 30.
I like the Red Zone.
Yeah, I only like. I don't care about the red zone thing at all. I like watching.
It just helps follow what's going on in the other.
I'll get the highlights.
I flip, and the highlights will hit me later because I really don't care about any other teams. But Dancing with the Stars or something. You should watch it. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
it's good entertainment.
I always
Carol,
forget
right.
about putting it on.
Will Carole Baskin last longer because she's a murderer with Tigers?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Will they?
I give it to week four.
You think?
Yeah. Full month.
A whole month of Carole Baskin.
Because there's two books out now on
sure
it
to get
that,
kicked
are,
off,
that are coming out.
Yeah, the controversy thing is what
will
keep her in it.
It's just like the news. If it bleeds, it leads. I mean, it's going to keep going.
Well, it's not – that makes it sound like it's coordinated, but that's what people want to watch.
It is coordinated.
They want to watch
reality TV.
They want to watch it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're feeding that need.
Yeah. She's really hard to watch.
I agree, but
like she's not
people want to do it so they can
the
bitch
Sean
about
Spicer
it.
Thing a couple of seasons ago when he was on there, people liked watching. But
he
stayed for a while. He did
his
all right.
flamenco shirt. That's all I picture with
that
him.
Was pretty great.
But it's like a car crash. You just watch to see, you're waiting for it.
That's true. Derek says, Brady, why don't you get one of those beer helmets for your seltzer cans?
And they have those.
I was you can't help sitting in the room because of all the discussions we had about, Marlin.
Yeah,
game
you're starting
head,
to eyeball.
I'm plotting it out.
And what you could have been doing was moving all that stuff out of there.
Yeah, but it was a long day to begin
Not really.
With.
What?
Yeah. No, I worked with you.
In.
No,
what did you do
Kirby
between 10:30 and 4?
I went to the dentist.
About 10:45, I think you went.
Late!
And that's the last I saw. You had a full day ahead of you of nothing.
And then by
5 hours.
You had no three appointments.
Appointments? Yeah.
Picking your daughter up at school is not an appointment. That's a 20-minute
Two appointments and then picking it. But that's a 25-minute session.
What's your other? You had a dentist appointment?
Waiting
I took the
waiting
dog
in the car line?
I took Coco in. Yeah, well, I've got it figured out now, though. You don't get in the car line, I told them.
Yeah.
There's tennis courts on the other side. Yep.
You got to have her walk to you. Yeah. Otherwise, it's an hour.
Yeah.
You were describing a day of I would kill myself.
Oh, 100%. Dentist. I'm so glad that my boys are out of the goddamn school line.
I don't know how you're not adding to that seltzer. I would numb myself.
Well, this guy's going to be cracking some seltzer, Watson, Dancing with the Stars next week.
Is
it on tonight?
I don't
How does
know.
It work?
I don't know.
Is it one
I know it's on Mondays.
Have you re-upped your supply of La Croix?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got three cases.
All that's missing from Mrs.
Three cases?
Jesus. Three cases? You need some Mac Weldon.
I didn't get them. I bought a case, and then Ronnie came back and like, we already had some.
Seltzer will keep you in this room. She's loading you up. I mean, you should have seltzer can wall, too. All the La Croix you've ingested in that room.
I don't want to be a dick.
That's a great idea.
But is seltzer good for you? It's like high in sodium, isn't it?
No, it doesn't have any sodium, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
This is boring-ass Brady and his... I picture this bitch barn being beige and a big Sylvania console television in the middle of it.
I got a deal on this. It's a big screen.
It's Curtis Mathis.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah,
you can get those. You can get those for nothing. You still got to get up and turn the channel and work the antenna. But
every now and then I text Kirby, need the channel changed.
Are you up? Look here, old pirate. I go to bed at 8:30.
No way. She's a night owl.
I can't get over there and turn your channels, big boy. Yeah. So, well, anyway. Yeah, it does. It's sad. And mine was no better. I was pathetic, too. I drank on the couch until 7 and then realized that my night was ruined. And then I watched Dancing with the Stars until I couldn't keep my eyes open anymore. Then I woke up at like 2. I'm like, oh, no. I've screwed up my whole entire schedule. And I tried to go back. I couldn't do it. Just laid there. Then I kind of dozed back off around 3:34, which is worse, because then the alarm goes off like the second you're comfortable again. I'm a disaster today, thanks to my friend, Cherry Vodka. I'll be right back on top of Cherry Vodka later today.
Is that Deep Eddie's or whatever?
No, I can't remember the brand of this one. I don't know. It was just a big old jug of it.
It's a pint.
Oh, I think it's bigger than that.
No, the pints are
it's
the one
for
you
your
put
back pocket.
The 175.
You just take a
It's
squint.
A 175. Yeah. It's just a big. I have to two-hand pour it.
Yep.
It's gigantic.
All right.
And I got to the point last night where I'm like, I wonder if I can drink this by itself. And I just dabbled a little Diet Dr. Pepper on there. It stung.
You just don't go into the Circle K and get the one behind the counter. I'll take the pop-off cherry.
I don't mind pop-off cherry. I've had pop-off cherry
Stop
before.
It.
That doesn't bother me. Vodka. Look,
I'm a Toledo on this one. No.
Vodka is never different.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Yes.
No,
it is. Oh, yes.
I totally disagree.
The vodka is vodka. They make it the same way that you can't add or subtract anything to vodka outside
Says
of flavor.
You.
Nope, fact.
Same with seltzer.
Fact. Seltzer is true. That's true of seltzer. Like, all you're doing is, if you're flavoring it, then you got something. But straight seltzer is always the same recipe. There's never any difference. Vodka's the same across the board.
Disagree.
Spending a ton of money on vodka is stupid because the cheapest vodka, the only difference is sometimes a little oilier. Very rarely.
Oilier?
Yeah, sometimes cheap vodka has like an oily flavor or texture. It's not
That's
different.
Enough for me.
Not different.
I'm out oily.
Vodka has the
oily
exact
vodka.
Same stuff going the whole time. Cheap vodka and heavy vodka, unless they're adding flavors, same thing. You can't change it. There's only one way to make it.
So you'll buy a pop-off over Grey Goose?
Not
vodka.
Over. No, good God, no. I have pride, pride at the checkout.
That's true with most alcohols, though.
No, that's not, because there's a lot of sugars and different types of things, and the berries they use for gin are different. And
Scotch
else.
Is definitely different.
Yeah, gin berries are different depending on how you do it. It's potatoes and wheat and a couple little things for vodka. It's not. You can't really make it different. It's true. The process can be different, but it's
Toledo's
it's
on a roll here.
The He's same
looking.
Recipe.
Man, truth about vodka. I'm reading about
and you're reading exactly what I just said. That you really can't.
Not so far.
You
I'm
can't
still
really,
reading.
Yeah, I know. Keep digging. You can't really vary the recipe of vodka that much.
But how come some of it's smoother than pop off? Let's say
I don't know.
Well.
Because you spent $38.
You could have been told that.
Yeah, because you're spending $38
and
pop
right.
off. Pop
oh,
off.
No, no.
And there is a difference between a glass and a plastic container. That's the same
they
with Perrier.
They do that thing with the wine labels. They put state
You can't
names.
Tell.
You know, this is Wisconsin wine,
right.
And it really wasn't. And the people went through it, and they said, oh, the French wine.
Much better. Yeah.
Then they switched the labels around. Same thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the rumor going around that the Costco version of vodka is the same as Grey Goose,
right.
just relabeled.
The distilling process.
Yeah. It's the
this,
same exact, yeah. that you can't change the way you make vodka, unless you're flavoring. and you're adding all the flavors, now you got some weird thing going in there, and it depends on how that flavor reacts. But for the most part, vodka can't be made differently from one to the next. It's just the way it's distributed and distilled and labeled and marketed, and there you're pricing. Now you got a Grey Goose bottle, it's pretty. Those aren't cheap.
Right.
So it's going to cost you $35 for them to send that somewhere.
Instead of the shampoo bottle of Pop-Off.
And Pop-Off's just flying out thousands of bottles a day, so the volume's there. So it's, yeah, plastic bottles do make a difference. If you drink Perrier out of a plastic bottle or out of a glass bottle, there's a difference.
Boy, do I know that.
Yeah, because you're a seltzer guy.
Glenn Danzig.
Yeah, you fest.
Was it Glenn or was it the girl from OTEP?
His manager.
I thought OTEP.
It was Glenn. You can't have plastic. And then Shamaya was the problem was, hers was also plastic, but Glenn wanted it in glass.
You had to have a cup, like a coffee mug. Yeah, they're nuts. But there is a difference, but yeah. Seltzer, you're not getting different seltzers if it's just plain soda water. Same stuff. It's just branding and marketing.
Uh-oh.
Stop trying to make Brady your new drunk. You got rid of one for a reason.
I do like the idea of Brady being drunk, though. I think it would bring out more friendliness. I've seen it. One time. Made fun of a guy in a wheelchair right in front of him. I had to take him out of the Phoenix Open.
That's not friendly.
It was friendly to me. I never laughed harder. You making fun of a poor crippled man.
John, I'm going to...
The drink got hold of you.
I'm going to mail you a link. I know you don't like GoFundMes, but I've just started one.
Okay.
The name of this GoFundMe is Kirby D's Mental Support GoFundMe.
Yeah, it's going to be it's a necessity someday. Let's get you an aquarium. This guy just sent me with famous fish cutouts. You don't have real fish, so you wouldn't have the
cardboard
problem. So you get like Nemo and his dad. And
Jaws.
Like Jaws. And like all of them are in there, and they're just stuck in the thing, and that way you can't have poops or anything like that. It'll never stink, and Ronnie wins. You still got your cool aquarium for your kick-ass man room.
That's giving in.
So what?
That's now.
You want the fish.
All or nothing.
Come on.
Damn right.
You're making me nervous about it. Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, people think that the vibe Pop-Off is no, it's rubbing alcohol. Yeah, rubbing alcohol is not that.
That's what the one thing says is it's got... Cheaper vodka has more methyl alcohol in it, which gives it more of an unpure taste because the methyl alcohol is what's filtered out by good vodkas.
They're just burning it out fast.
By good vodkas. Right.
We get one for the most part.
It is made different.
Nah. It's distilled the same. It's the same ingredients. You're really not going to notice. It's that, you know, it's the same as...
It's mental.
There's no such thing as really bad pizza. You can have, but for the most part, you're going to eat it. You're going to eat pizza.
Turn off the mics and I'll tell you some bad pizza.
Look, there's
some
bad pizza. There's bad places. They prepare it poorly. But for the most part, if you go to a party and they've got a pepperoni pizza, you don't care where it's from.
You used to say that about ice cream, too. Remember that ice cream?
I never said that about ice cream. I don't like ice cream.
They brought it.
I've never once said ice cream has different flavors. Pizza, if you get a pepperoni pizza and you go, if I go to Richard's house, I'm like, where'd you get this pizza? It doesn't matter.
And he throws out a frozen Totino's pepperoni.
I'll eat it.
You'll know what
you'll
to expect.
You'll eat it, but you're going.
You know what to expect.
Right, but it's still pizza, and you're still enjoying it.
It's
the same as vodka. And vodka is going to be like, there's better, there's worse, but for the most part, they're inside these parameters of drinkable. Same with pizza.
But
the Tostino. You're never going to go, I would never eat that disgusting. You would eat a pepperoni pizza.
No, you're not. It depends on how hungry you would. You'd maybe pass if it came out and it was a Totino's, like, we'll just wait and
you would eat
get
it.
Something.
But you're not. You would not eat because it's disgusting. Yeah. You just don't want to eat that right then. But it's
you don't
pepperoni
dress
pizza.
Up your Totino's with some more toppings. And
I've
cheese.
Done it. I've tried no. it. I've done it multiple times.
Pepperoni pizza is pepperoni pizza. Some are better than others, but they always land in the parameters of I'll eat it. That's all I'm saying.
100% there, but man, that spectrum is wide.
Yeah. It's wide, but it's always, in the end, you never go, oh my God, that pepperoni. Very rarely, unless somebody does something stupid to it.
But it's happened.
Like a steak is a steak.
Not going back there.
You know, a steak is not a steak.
That's not true.
Nope.
Not true.
Wrong.
But you would eat it.
That's exactly the point.
No, I'm saying you're not listening. You're being an idiot. I'm saying that a bad pizza still falls. A bad pizza still falls in the realm of I'll eat it. A good pizza still falls in the realm of I'll eat it. A pepperoni pizza is going to fall right into the parameters of I will eat that. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean they're the exact same taste. You would eat a pepperoni pizza, Brady, if it came here from a place you'd never heard of. Immediately.
You're right
you
there.
Would
we'd
dig
all,
right in.
We'd all try
You
it.
Would dig we'd right in. We
it.
All would. And there's no debating that.
100%.
Now, you might say at the end, I've had better pepperoni pizza than this, but it's still
or
just a pepperoni
bad for
pizza.
The first bite.
It doesn't taste bad. Pepperoni pizza is pepperoni pizza. There's not a whole lot you can do wrong. That's, I mean, you can, unless you're doing a
appearance,
sauce.
I go off of appearance a lot on a pizza. But like if you put, again, I don't know, you know, the.
I'm telling brand. You, if somebody brought pepperoni pizza into this place in a bag, you'd say, where'd you get that? And I'd be like, Rick's Pepperoni Pizza Place. You'd be like, give me a taste of that. You would eat
I'll
it.
I'll give Rick's a run.
Yeah.
You've said that.
Yeah.
I'll give it a run.
You'll eat it. And you'll eat it, and maybe it won't be great, but you'll still eat it because it's just, that's the same with vodka. Vodka can be cruddy vodka and great vodka. It always falls into the category of, well, it's vodka. I'm drinking vodka. It's not that different.
Yeah, the branding.
Yeah. Totally not that different. It's fact. Because you can't do too much different. It's, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
There's not a lot you can do too much if you stick to the basics.
The pepperoni, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The pizza I had on Friday.
What'd you have?
I'll tell you. You don't have
to tell the name, but like, what was it?
It was a taco pizza.
No, that's not pizza.
I know, but I'm telling you.
Something stupid.
No, but I'm taking your point further because pizza was presented, right. You go, okay,
pizza.
I'll try it. And the other one was a cheeseburger pizza, and it was awful.
Yeah, it's Corolla's old adage about pizzas and blowjobs. There's good ones and there's bad ones, but you're still getting a blowjob and you're still eating pizza. So it can't be that bad a moment. Like there's, you know, the BJ's are always in that category. Like, that wasn't as good as the best ones I've ever had, but it's still a BJ. There's only so much of that formula that you're never going to just go, no, thank you.
But you're going to go for the better BJ if you know it ahead of time.
Given the option.
Right, exactly. But if you've never had the BJ before, you got to experience it first, right?
Well, true. But the point is.
But if you're going back on Toledo's thing, after having that cheeseburger pizza, which, okay, it's
not
a pizza, whatever, would you go back there?
No.
Yeah, because you didn't order a quality item.
Because why? There's a better pizza.
Because you're talking about pizza versus this monstrosity.
Well, there's a better
now. If they had presented me with their pepperoni option, I might give them another chance. But based on the first two, no.
You would eat their pizza if it came pepperoni.
But for pepperoni,
even after eating that, whatever that Mexican nightmare you threw on top of it, which isn't pizza.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing in the world.
But you're always going to go for the better. I mean, if you got Tostino's sitting here, or you got like Rosati's or Lou Malnati's, which one are you
going
to take?
But I'll tell you this. If you're at a party and they're all going and the Malnati's goes out, you're like, I'm stuck with Rosati's. And you're going to shove it in your mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have your choice, when you go to store to buy vodka.
You would cross your arms and go, this is a trap.
I make my stand.
No, you wouldn't.
When you go to pick up your vodka, you're gonna pick up something better than Popoff most of the time.
Only because I don't want to go through the checkout as a Popoff guy. They're alcoholics.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I admit it.
So there's parameters.
Yeah, embarrassment for social reasons.
You don't want to be
otherwise,
the
I'm drinking Popoff.
Put that in
if you have Popoff at your house and you're like, you want a vodka soda? I'm like, yeah. And then
Lisa's
goes,
done that.
All I have is Popoff. I'm like, I don't care.
You have both options at
that
your house.
Gordon's
top
gin,
shelf.
Though.
I got good
and,
ones.
And certain guest over
vodka.
There.
But again, if I'm looking for a
guest vodka.
I do have guest vodka. And that's just because some of it's expensive, and that's mine. And it all comes back to marketing.
100%.
It's all marketing.
I got a $50 bottle of bourbon. I'm not breaking
but
that
you're
out.
Arguing, now you're arguing whether or not cost and perception is different than the flavoring. And it's not. It really isn't. Like, yes, if I whip out the high-end Grey Goose super thing and I'm like, people be like, oh. But if I poured Popoff in that bottle, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't
Which
know.
Is what
I used to do it.
For years.
I used to do it at Tony Roma's.
If I poured Jack in the, you know, Four Roses bottle, too, somebody's going to notice.
Maybe. When I was at Tony Roma's, we used to drink the high-end stuff like crazy at the end of the night. And I very illegally used to pour Kamchatka all inside the high-end vodkas and all the other stuff. And never once did somebody go, your vodka's off.
Right. But if you put a Tostino's and a Lou Malnati's, I'll know it off the bat and everyone else will.
That's what this texter says. John, why do you disrespect so much? Signed, Casanova Brothers.
Casanova Brothers, you guys make a great pie. But I'm telling you right now, if I'm sitting there and your pie's missing, you're like, oh, somebody ate all the Casanova Brothers, and there's the Tostino's there, I'm like, there's Tostino's.
Or the taco pizza.
I'll eat the Tostino's. It's not going to be as good, but it's still pizza. Just the same as blowjobs. Look, if somebody's giving you a bad one, you're still getting a blowjob. So you're not complaining too much. They're still in the parameters of happiness. That's it. Vodka's the same. You can't do too much different to vodka. I've made this argument many times. You just can't. There are better. There are worse. It's all still vodka. There's never one that makes you go, ugh, that's just, no, it's the same. And you would pour it into a high-end bottle of vodka, and I love vodka, and you would, I wouldn't know.
How often could you do it with beer? Because I know beer's people different. Are adamant, like
beer's different.
Coors Light,
beer's totally.
Beer's a totally
Bud Light.
Different.
Yeah. And do you think if I serve Brady, it, you can, you could tell
different
I could
recipes
say,
for beer.
You'd know the difference.
Absolutely, there's different yeah. recipes for beer. There's different ways to yeah. distill it. There's different vodka has one way to do it.
And I could say the same about bourbon.
Well, no, I'm saying doesn't lager beer like a certain one like lager is
no,
the same.
They all, no, taste they all do they different, taste different stuff. Yeah,
they, whatever hops I mean, whatever they use,
they're using different hops. Yeah, but for the most part, it's wheat and potatoes. You're not getting much different stuff unless you're using rotted.
Well,
stuff,
Ciroc. Ciroc uses grapes. They the website that I did say is no. Grapes is grape vodka is Ciroc, oh, not grape flavored. Right. It's distilled from grapes. That's
not
how they get their
that's
sugar.
Not vodka. Blech.
Well, he's what charging you $40 a bottle for it.
It's not good.
It's all the same.
Pretty much. But if you poured it in front of me, I'd be like, okay, it's vodka.
F you, John. Don't remind me of high school. Your Dr. Pepper ain't made any better by pouring Popov in it. Screw you.
It actually is. One thing I noticed this guy says about vodka, cheap vodka compared to expensive vodka, is the hangover. If I drink Sky vodka, I wake up with a headache. Kettle One, no hangover. I think that's mental, too.
Might be, but
I've heard that,
I know
though, too.
Time.
Well, there's certain ones that I think they again, like there's a weird oily, like, and I think that's just the way that they, but again, as a vodka guy, you'd never, ever, 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 ever win a taste test of what's what. I could line up seven in a row to a vodka lunatic. That's why people, alcoholics like vodka and then they end up drinking hairspray because it's like, okay, close enough. The bottom line is you put seven quality vodkas and one cruddy one in a row, and then say vodka expert, name them. No clue. They wouldn't. If somebody who even claimed to be a vodka sommelier wouldn't know the difference. It's impossible.
I'm sure there's some people that are just going.
Bring them to me. Bring me one. Because I've dealt with bars. I've been a bartender. Every time you have, I don't have this vodka. Nobody ever goes, well, if you don't have this vodka, I just want something. It's like it's not like when you go and say, I'll have. You know,
it's the most.
I'll have a Diet Coke,
liquors,
and they say
basically.
All we have is Diet Jeff, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I'm not drinking it. But if you go and say, "I'll vodka," what kind of vodka? I'm like, what do you have? And they name off five. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Pick one.
Yeah,
you just don't
care. It's the most seems to be the most straight up liquor.
It's there's only one way to make it. People in there marketing. We're all suckers for marketing. All of us. There really isn't a difference between, Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I mean, you can taste a little bit, but for the most part, you're getting the same out of it. But the difference is
Dr. Pepper's the OG.
One's cheap. And you don't want to go check out cheap when you've got.
What about Coke and Shasta?
I'll walk around.
There's a difference.
And RC.
But I love them all.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. I'm just saying.
Brett,
but is there a difference
Brett,
in taste?
Brett, I love all sodas.
But is there a difference in taste?
There's a difference
Brett,
in taste.
We Brett. Love all sodas.
We love all sodas.
Yeah, you could line up some
shut
sodas.
Shut up, Brady. I said I love all sodas.
I'm talking for myself.
I don't care. Sodas are lovable, all of them. Start getting into that. You start getting soda wars, starting to yell at us. You favor one over the other. Next thing you know, we got an office full of sodas we don't want. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today, Brett Vesely, for our
all
boss,
right.
Trip Reap?
That's right. Today's wake-up song brought to you by Action Ride Shops, Arizona's premier outdoor shop specializing in all things that go downhill, mountain bike, skiing, snowboarding, anything that goes downhill.
Brady's Monday.
That's right. Biggest selection of demo mountain bikes in the valley. Go to actionrideshops.com or Action Ride Shop on Instagram now and get your ride on.
Awesome store. Getting a bike from there.
Are you?
I'm in the process of a purchase. They got the pivot bike.
Are you price shopping?
No, I'm not at all. Just waiting to see if it's actually available. it is the sweetest bike ever. Ever. I got to pull the trigger on this thing.
John, I thought I was the only one that pulled a scam in the bar. I used to work at Famous Sam's, and they used to call me Keith Stone because I'd pour Keystone Light and save the bud for ourselves after we closed.
We went 2 months at Tony Roma's thinking that we had high-end drafts. We had hooked the kegs up wrong. It was Coors Light. And we were selling it as I forget the name of the beer, but it was this new beer, and I don't remember what it was. I'm like, on draft, we have this new thing. And the tap had it.
Right.
People, oh, my God. And then we went back, and the busboy goes, dude, I hooked up all the kegs wrong. This is Coors Light still. And I'm like, oh. And you drank it. I'm like,
you're
it
selling
is Coors
it as
Light.
Killian's Red.
We were selling
profits are through the roof.
In 1993-4, we were selling Coors Light for $3.75 a pull. Now, beers were like a buck and a quarter out of the draft then. Coors Light was a dollar. Maybe.
It's so smooth.
And these people were just, wow, this is really good. Now, today, I think with all the beer snubs, you'd maybe gotten a little somebody that got on that. But we went 2 months serving Coors Light as a high-end beer. All of our alcohol was fake.
Coors Light, and you said it was a sour.
Yeah. I used to drive to Abco, and out of my own stolen tip money, buy like 7 or 8 cheap bottles of alcohol and refill all the high-end stuff. It's so illegal at Tony Roma's because we drank it all. Me and the busboys would drink it all at night. Constantly drinking the high-end, high-quality everything. All of it. And when we replace it, none of those rubes knew. Not one. I used to make non-alcoholic drinks for people, and they'd act drunk. That was the most fun thing I had as a bartender. Girls that would come in and like, I'm a daiquiri. All right, you got it. And I'm not going to card you.
You're not going to card me?
Nah, I think you're old enough.
Oh, my God, you're the best.
I know. And I'd go, glug, 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 and I'd pour in the, oh, look at that. We had our fake rum and our fake, it was all water. And I'd go, make it in like 3 inches. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to cut you off.
I know. I feel it. Feel it.
Like, you're getting a little goofy.
I feel it.
She hasn't had a single drop of alcohol tonight. She staggers out of the bar. You're like, this is all silly. Everybody's an idiot. Which one are we going to go with?
Let's see here. We've got Lamb of God, Iron Maiden.
I know which one you're going to go with. Be a man.
I am going to do that.
Do it.
Suicidal Tendencies. That's trip right. At the brain.
It's
trip at the brain.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
Because it's constantly
he's always
thinking
messing
of
with me.
The best part about it is you would pick Suicidal Tendencies.
Yep.
Over anything.
Absolutely.
Because that, for some reason, is a band you absolutely
it's
love.
It's my band, yeah.
I don't understand it. You're arguing with me about pizza. The best suicidal song and the worst suicidal song, I can't tell the difference. It's still Suicidal Tendencies.
John, let me put it in terms you'll understand. Okay. Popov
yeah.
equals Sunny Slope Homeless.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. I know. It's all perceptions.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with what's in the bottle. You're right. I'm not drinking Popov. That's a poor man. That's a pauper's drink. But the only reason that I'm doing that is because of a perception at the checkout. Something about me internally and my self-esteem and confidence makes it so I have to buy a higher-end vodka to make, for whatever reason, feel better about myself. It's
and
the
I'm
same
with
stuff.
You. That is a product that you could, say, switch it off in a
right.
bottle. But others...
You're going to go back to pizza again. This has pissed you off.
There's plenty of other categories that if you couldn't switch it around.
Sure. Of course there are.
But
yeah, I'm not saying it's polarizing in every single category. I'm saying vodka. Yeah, of course there's other stuff.
Wine.
Yeah, wine is not even on that. That's not even on the docket.
Well, but you could.
But wine is not. Wine has different recipes and things. Vodka does not. So, yeah, you've got several different iterations of wine. The second you start adding flavoring to vodka, then you're talking about a different thing. But straight vodka, it's the same. And always will be. Shamri says, but what if your blowjobs are blind and a better one was given by a Karen? Would you still think it was better? To continue to eat the Lou Mel 90s. What she's saying is if you were blindfolded and got BJs and found out that the ugliest girl gave the best one, that's pop-off. That's perception. You may have loved it. You can't drag that around. So you have to go with the one that looks best with you and is tolerable in the BJ.
That is a good point.
It's an excellent
point, yeah.
Because it's all perceptions. You can't drag pop-off around just because she gives good BJs. I can get a pretty comparable BJ from something that looks much better than Popoff, even though Popoff was pretty okay. That's vodka. Can't argue it. You can try, but you're wrong. Let's do it. Suicidal Tendencies.
Downloading.
Yeah, you got it ready to go. I don't know this one at all. Why do you have such a thing for Suicidal Tendencies?
I just grew up liking them.
No kidding.
Back when I was...
And then you met them?
Yeah.
And weren't disappointed by that?
No, no.
Now
great.
You're friends with them.
Yeah.
And you're not disappointed with that?
Nope.
And you don't feel
great
like
guys.
It wasn't groupy?
No.
Because
it was after the Tattoo the Earth show at Mesa Amp years ago. And just started talking. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to send you our new demos.
Did you follow him around?
No, not at all. But
how'd you start talking to him?
It was one of those cases of, you know, we had the backstage pass and
yes.
stuff, you know. So
you took advantage of that?
Absolutely.
By standing outside their door crying?
No. I just went back there. Said, hey, I'm with the radio station, this and that, and just started striking up a conversation. And he's okay. like, yeah, I'm going to send you to the new demos. You want to check them out? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
And then you exchange numbers.
Yep.
That day?
Which one is it?
No, it was a couple emails after that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you exchanged emails.
Yep.
And then he emailed you.
Yep.
And did you ever beat off to any of those emails?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
And then you emailed back. Really love the band. Think you're great. And then he emailed back. I thought you were pretty cool, too.
No, it wasn't anything like that.
Maybe we should.
There's a lot of those.
You like Tostinos. And blowjobs.
That ended the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course. Brady didn't like suicidal effort.
What kind of spread?
My Brady said that at my uncle's funeral.
What kind of spread we got here?
After the dude's in the box, he's looking at the food. Because that's really why you go to a funeral.
What kind of spread we looking at?
And the pinwheels.
Eh. All right. No Tostitos. I'd have brought a lose.
So, yeah, the friendship blossomed and you guys were. And when's the last time you talked to the boys from Suicide?
Week or two ago.
Did they ever lean on you for like real stuff? Like, man, I'm going through a real tough time. The band might break up.
No. But I mean, when I went through my divorce, actually, I was talking to Mike and everything else. He's like, hey,
suicidal
man,
tendencies.
Give me a call.
Help me with these tendencies.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
It's weird that you would even contact suicidal tendencies when you're down.
Well, because, no, it was it was a case of he'd met my ex-wife, too, before. Okay. So he's like, you know, hey, what's going on?
And I'm
like,
no, he understood.
Very nice. So he reached out to see that you were, that's very kind of suicidal tendency.
I got to reach out to the guy in the shirt and sweats.
Yeah, I got
to
do it before he does it to me. Do you remember that kid back in Phoenix always wore sweatpants, had the boner, asked me about my life?
No. You never seen
the Italian guy, right?
I had it in the waistband.
Brad. Brad's his name. Anyway, Brad, he's getting a divorce, and I don't need that on my doorstep. So I'm going to reach out to him. So just beware, guys. Your emails are about to blow up. You ever send him a gift?
No.
Did they ever send you anything?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you're a whore.
Get swag.
Oh, it's one-sided.
Oh, yeah. What the hell am I going to send him, a bumper sticker? Christ, I was doing overnights, man. I couldn't afford anything.
That's a good point, bro. You don't have much to offer.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
K-U-P-D. You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.